Our studies this afternoon.
在圣经当中记载的许多不同的人物，他们有各自扮演的角色。
And in the Bible, it records many characters that have played different roles.
他们的生命或者是成功顺利。
And the result may be a successful life.
他们的路程或者是艰辛困苦。
And their journey may be also a difficult one.
不同的人，不同的记载，不同的生命。都是给我们不同的学习。
And different characteristics and different recordings, they all have a different teaching for us.
所以我们可以借着在查考圣经的人物当中，得到侍奉信仰道路的智慧。
And so through the studying of these characters, we can have a guidance on this journey of faith.
我们今天早上谈到士师以物的一些特质。
This morning we studied the judge Elihu.
士师记的第三章哈，
伊户
我们谈到他的一些不一样的地方啊。
And we study some of the differences he had.
作为我们今天侍奉神道路上的学习。
And this served as a study for our journey of faith.
当我们觉得自己不需要学习了。
And if there's a time where we feel like we do not need to learn anymore.
或者是我们已经觉得自己很懂很够了。
Or we feel that we are well knowledge and well equipped.
当一个人停止学习，就是信仰道路开始退后。
And if we feel like we do not need to learn anymore, this is the beginning of our deterioration.
我们讲到以物的第一个特质。
So the first characteristic of Ehud.
就是他能够善用自己的特点。
He was able to utilize his strengths.
我们今天每一个人成长的背景都不尽相同。
And all of us grew up with a different background.
家庭的环境、所读的科目、所专长的兴趣都不一样。
Our interests, the things that the major that we study, and our family background is all different.
这些各样的差异、不同的特质。
And all of these differences that we have.
或许就是神在你生命当中所预备侍奉上最好的恩赐。
And this may be the best gift or blessing of servitude we have from God.
所以以户是用左手的。
So Ehud was a right-handed judge.
Left-handed
judge.
所以虽然不太一样。
So although he was different.
但是善用在圣工上就能发挥更大的价值。
He was able to bring this value even more in terms of his servitude.
我们谈到以户的心智。
And we also talked about his resolve.
他有一颗不一样的心。
And he had a different heart.
当众人只有看到敌人的强大。
And when his companions only saw the great greatness of their enemies.
当以色列人只想妥协来得到暂时的平安。
And when the Israelite wanted to compromise to receive a temporary peace.
以户却看到了一条不一样的路。
Ehud was different. He saw a different path.
所以他走出了不一样的价值。
And so he walked in different value.
第三，我们看到以户准备了一把两刃的利剑。
And thirdly, we saw that Ehud prepared a double-edged sword.
所以我们特别强调，热心是好，但是热心还要加上自我的预备。
And we learned that it is good to be fervent, but it also we need to have a preparation.
以户有准备武器。
And Ehud prepared his weapons.
并且随身携带能够打赢敌人。
And he had it with all time so he can defeat his enemies.
我们侍奉当中也要自我的预备。
And in our servitude, we also need to have this preparation.
使我们能够面对挑战并且得胜我们的仇敌。
And so we can face our challenge, the challenges and overcome our enemies.
在这里讲说以户带着是一把两刃的剑。
So here it records that Ehud carried a double-edged sword.
借着这个武器使他能够打胜他的敌人。
And through this weapon, he was able to overcome his enemies.
那我们所带的又是什么呢？
So what kind of weapon do we possess?
在有一次的学生灵恩会。
And there was one time at a student spiritual convocation.
在一个晚上有一个辅导员做了一个梦。
And during one night, a counselor had a dream.
这个梦当中，他梦到了许许多多的学生就是来参加的学生在他们当中。
In this dream, he saw many participants and students coming to attend.
所有的辅导员counselor 所有的辅导员连围成了一个圆圈。
And all the counselors surrounded them in a great circle.
而在这个圆圈的外面呢
，And beyond the circle，
则是有很多像狼一样的黑影不断的扑及着这一个圈圈。
And there are many shadows like that of a wolf.
外面看起来是黑暗的
，and the outside may seem dark.
外面看起来是危险的
，and it seemed to be filled with evil.
而这些辅导员他们就把学生围在中间来保护他们
，and these counselors surrounded all the students and put them in the middle to protect them.
使得这些黑影没有办法进来，不能够夺走这神的羊群
，and they prevent these wolves to come in and snatch away the children of God.
这个时候他看到这些辅导员的手上都拿着一把发光的宝剑。
And at this time, he also saw that all the counselors had a weapon that was glowing in their hands.
而这把宝剑一挥，这黑影就会赶快退去。
And when they swing the spear, all the shadows will retreat.
那个黑影就会退开了
And the shadow will retreat.
但是他后来又仔细看一看
And then he took a closer look.
突然发现说每一个辅导员手上拿的宝剑的长短都不一样
And when he looked even closer, he realized that the weapons that the counselors were holding were all different.
有的辅导员手上拿着的那把剑是光芒耀眼。
Some were very flashy and ostentatious.
而且剑刃非常的长the blade 很长
And the blade of some of the weapons were really long.
但是有的辅导员只有短短一截，而且光芒快要熄灭了。
And some had a very short dagger, and the light would seem to be disappearing.
所以他们抵挡得很辛苦，他们这个圈圈一直不断的在缩小。
And so it was difficult for them to defend, and it seemed like the circle was getting smaller and smaller.
甚至有辅导员手上只剩下剑柄，已经没有那个剑刃了。
And some of the counselors, the only thing they had, their weapon was only the handle. They was missing. It was missing the blade.
什么都没有，就是一个手把而已。
And it was the only the handle was left.
但是有的这看起来辅导员自己看不清楚的。
And it seemed like the counselors, they were unclear of this.
所以虽然手上只有拿着那个手把
，even though some of them only had a handle left on their hand，
还是挥得虎虎生风，以为自己还是大有能力
And they were still swinging the weapon as if they had a great blade on it.
所以就醒过来，辅导员就醒过来了
And then this counselor that had the dream awoke.
醒过来的话就一直在想
And upon waking up, he began to ponder.
在想刚刚这个梦中自己手拿的这把剑到底有多长
And he thought about the weapon, the sword that he was holding, how long was his blade.
突然发觉其实也没有多长光芒也没有多耀眼
He realized that his sword wasn't as bright and wasn't as great.
所以我们今天在侍奉不要只拿着这个手把在那里挥舞还以为自己在大发热心。
So in terms of our servitude, don't just think that we are holding a great weapon when we are only holding handle.
只有借着常常祷告灵修，把神的话存在心中。
Only through cultivation and our prayers can we keep the word of God in our hearts.
当你手上拿着神的道，带着神的力量。
When we are holding the word of God and the strength, the power of God.
用这两刃的利剑来为主耶稣征战。
And when we are able to have this double-edged sword to fight for the Lord.
我们所做的侍奉才能够真正为神的国、为神的家打下美好的成果。
Then only will we have a great battle for the kingdom of God.
我们看回来士师记的第三章。
Let us all turn back to the book of Judges, chapter 3.
士师记的第三章第十七节。
The book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
他将礼物献给摩押王伊基伦，原来伊基伦极其肥胖。十八节。
18.
以物献完了礼物，便将抬礼物的人打发走了。十九节。
19.
他自己却从靠近吉甲凿石之地走回来回来说：“王我有一件机密事要奏告你。”我们再翻过来。看第二十六节
Let us jump to verse 26.
二十六节他们单言的时候以物就逃跑了 经过凿石之地逃到西伊拉。我们在这里看到有一个地点一直在出现。
So we see a recurring a point of location.
这里讲说他经过凿石之地回来又从凿石之地离开啊。在第十九节啊。
In verse 19, he recurring location was a stone image that he often passed through.
所以呀、我们在这里为什么圣经要特别讲这两个地方呢
？So why did the Bible mention these two places?
那他去的时候没有讲这个地名啊
？And so this name of the place was not mentioned when he was arriving there.
一开始拿礼物去的时候没有讲这个地名。
And when he was bringing the gifts there, the name of the place was not mentioned.
他离开了。
And he departed.
又回来。
And he returned.
回来的时候特别圣经就讲哦他是从靠近吉甲凿石之地哦。
And when he returned back, he mentioned that it was at Gilgal.
所以啊很有可能他去跟回来的路他这两条路是不一样的不同的路啊。
It is possible that his route from going there and coming back were different.
这个凿石之地啊特别在这里被提出了而且提了两次。
And this place with a stone image was brought up two times.
他回来的时候特别经过这个凿石之地。
And so when he came back, he passed by these stone images.
然后他逃跑的时候也是照着这个凿石之地这一条路来逃跑啊。
And in 26, when he escaped, he also used passed these stone images.
一直逃到西伊拉这个地方。
And he escaped to a place called Seira.
那为什么他圣经要特别提出这两个？为什么圣经两次要提出这个地方
？So why did the Bible mention the passing of the stone images two times?
其实圣经可以不用讲的。
And so the Bible can take these out.
圣经可以说他就回来了。
And the Bible can record that and just say he returned.
然后他杀了这个伊基伦之后，他又逃跑了。对我们来讲不是一样的事情吗
？And after he has slain Eglon, he can say that the Bible can record that he had just departed.
为什么圣经要特别提出来是从凿石之地啊
？Why did the Bible mention that he had to pass beyond these stone images?
特别从这一条路回来
？Why did he have to go through this route?
为什么
？And what is the reason?
因为等一下还要从这一条路再逃出去啊。
And because he will use the same route to escape.
所以啊，他是先经过这一条路。
So first he passed by.This area.
先认识、熟悉、了解这一条路的状况。
And he understood the path that he was going to cross.
等一下逃跑的时候，才能够了解他所要面对的、所要他的计划当中的道路啊。
And so he can later on pass more smoothly as he has planned.
所以我们刚讲，我们之前有讲过啊，这个以户是一个很聪明的人。
So earlier we mentioned that Ehud was a very clever person.
他虽然非常有能力，虽然非常有经验。
Although he had strength and he had experience.
他是一个战士，是神所兴起的拯救者。
He was a warrior and he was raised by the Lord.
但是他做事是有计划、有安排、有条理，而不是随随便便的往前冲啊。
But whatever he did, he had a plan and he did not just do He did not just wing it.
所以啊，我们今天在做圣工啊，也要先把凿石之地走过一次，你才知道自己要面对什么。
And so, in terms of our holy, when we're in our servitude, we must pass by these stone images and plan out our route.
今天有时候啊，我们会有一个误区哦，会有一个误解的地方。
And sometimes there are things that we overlook.
我们觉得说啊，如果我做准备，我就是没有信心。
We may tell ourselves that if we do extra preparation, it means that we have no faith.
我们如果有信心，我们就蒙着眼睛，通通不要看，就跳进去，这就是有信心啊。
And we may tell ourselves that if we just close our eyes, make no preparation, and just wing it, this is faith.
有时候这个不叫信心，这个叫不负责任。
And sometimes this is called irresponsibility.
所以我们千万不要以为啊，我通通不想，脑筋一片空白，我通通不管，完全不做计划，我就给他跳进去。哎呀，剩下都是神的责任，这叫不负责任啊。
And irresponsibility is when we have a blank mind, we make no preparation and just jump straight into this work.
这不叫信心。
And this is not faith.
你看什么叫信心
？So what is faith?
信心就是说你很清楚自己要面对什么。
Faith is when you are clear of what you're going to face.
你已经善尽本分。做你该做的
you have put forth the effort.
剩下不管到最后是什么结果
And whatever the result or outcome,
是我要的是我不要的
whether,
是我喜欢的是我不喜欢的
whether it is something that we are pleased with or not,
神啊不管哪一条路你带我就接受
and we ask God that whatever He wants us to guide, how He wants to guide us.
不管你怎么安排，我都阿门。
And however you want to lead me, then I will follow.
没有抱怨，
I will not complain.
没有愤怒，
and I will not be angry.
我只是跟随你的道路直到最后。
I will follow your path till the very end.
这个叫做信心啊。
And this is true faith.
哦，所以我们千万不要以为啊，哇，我今天啊走在马路上面，我就是眼睛不看啊，我过马路我都不看的。
Today, when we are crossing the street, we cannot just close our eyes.
啊，神要我死，我就会死；神要我活，我就会活。
And we tell ourselves that if God wants us to live, then I will not die.
啊，我开车的时候啊，通通眼睛闭起来，顺便休息一下，睡一觉啊。
And so when I'm driving, I can close my eyes and just take a nap.
我大有信心，全部靠神啊。
I have great faith that God will not let me die.
会死。
And then, but then you will die.
啊，真的会死的。
And you will surely die.
因为这个不叫信心，
because this is not faith.
这个叫做试探主你的神啊。
This is tempting the Lord your God.
哦，所以啊，今天我们做人要脚踏实地的尽本分。
And so today, as a person, we must be realistic and put forth our effort.
参与圣工也是一样哦。
And this is the same when we are doing holy work.
我们千万不要啊，把信心当作一种理由，把信心当作一种借口。
And do not use our faith as an excuse.
明明是懒惰，不愿意准备。
For us being so lazy and not willing to prepare.
我靠神，我靠凭信心，我都不需要准备的。
As long as I have faith, I don't need to prepare anymore.
这种观念是不正确的啊。
This is an incorrect concept.
哦，所以你看啊，使徒教会他们在发展啊。
So when the apostolic church was prospering.
使徒行传16章讲到使徒教会对外在发展。
And in the book of Acts chapter 16 it describes how the churches were prospering.
你看保罗彼得他们工作上是有计划的，有计划哦。
When we see apostle Paul and Peter, they had plans for their ministry.
啊，但是在计划之后，他们祷告交托给万能的主。
And but when they were praying, they entrusted everything, all their plans to the Almighty God.
哦，所以当神跟他说转弯，他就转弯了。
So when the Lord told him to make a turn, they made a turn.
当神跟他讲说先到这边，他们就先到那边。
When the Lord changed their plan to go there or here first, they
但是在那以前，他们是有尽本分做计划的。
But however, before the commandment of God, they made their preparation and planning.
所以在这里，以户给我们留下一个学习的榜样。
So here, Ehud gives us a good example.
他先走过这个凿石之地，才知道等一下要从哪边走啊。
He familiarized himself with this stone, this route with the stone image, so he knows when he escaped.
这个叫做对自己被托付的事工尽责任。
And he has put forth his responsibility in the work that was entrusted to him.
你可以想象说，如果他没有先经过，没有先走走看哦。
We can imagine that if he did not pass by these stone images first.
结果啊，哇，心中一把为主燃烧的火，一箭就把伊基伦刺死了。
And he had this fire in him and slain King Eglon.
然后啊，准备逃跑，要招聚以色列人来征战啊。
And now he was to escape and to gather the rally the Israelites to war.
心中一把火不断的熊熊燃烧。
And he had this heart of zeal and fervency.
冲啊冲啊冲啊。
And he just wanted to continue to go forward.
哎，结果突然四顾一晃，哎，迷路了。
And then he continued to advance until he realizes he's lost.
哇，突然不知道自己在哪里。
And he would not know where he is.
哇，吹角没有啊，这里没有以色列人啊，跑到敌人的国家去啦。
He would blow his trumpet and he may even end up in the enemy territory.
神给他的好机会不就被他浪费掉了吗？
Wouldn't this be a waste of a good opportunity given by God?
哦，所以人要尽本分，人要做准备。
So as men, we need to prepare and put forth the effort.
千万不要把倚靠神凭信心变成我们侍奉上的一个借口。
And do not just use faith as an excuse in terms of our servitude.
啊，成长在传道的家庭里面哦。
And growing up in a household with a preacher.
啊，其实啊，我们从小啊就常常被问一个很讨厌的问题呀。
And growing up, I was often asked a very annoying question.
人家最喜欢问我们呐，啊，你长大要不要做传道啊？
And people love to ask me, when you grow older, would you like to become a preacher as well?
好烦呐。
And it was really annoying.
啊，你们没有其他问题可以问的吗？
Is there not another question you can ask me?
哦，所以啊，其实我小时候很讨厌人家问我这个问题啊。
And so when I was younger, growing up, I disliked it when people asked me this question.
啊，现在我长大了哦。
And now I've grown.
啊，现在你们开始问我的儿子了是吗？啊。
Now you have begun to ask my son.
哎呀，不要问这个问题啦。
So we should not ask this question.
你帮他祷告就好了嘛。
And just pray for him.
那所以啊，因为成长在这种环境里面哦。
And growing up in this type of environment.
一天到晚遇到啊，你要不要做传道？你长大不像你，要不要像你爸爸，像你爷爷哦？要不要做传道啊
？And growing up, people ask me, "Do you like to become like your dad or your grandfather?"
后来我发现啊，人家问这个问题啊，你认真你就输了。
And I realized that people were just asking for fun, and if you pay too much attention.
我一开始我还真的仔细思考，用心回答。
And so in the beginning, I would often think about it very seriously and give them a good answer.
结果发觉还没有回答完，人家就走了。
And I realized before I even have given them an answer, they have left already.
所以后来我发现了这个问题，这个人家很爱问，又没有人真的很在意那个答案。
And I realized
我那时候小时候嘛。
When I was younger, I realized that people love to ask me this question, but they not care too much of my answer.
所以就动动脑，要想出一个不麻烦的回答。
And so I had to think and come up with a good reply.
怎么回答最好？
So what is the best way to reply to this
question? 完美的真耶稣教会的答案，这我们从小就有受到训练的。
And this is a beautiful True Jesus Church answer.
人家问你说，你长大要不要做传道，像你爸爸一样？
When people ask me, when you grow older, do you want to be a preacher like your father?
你就要这种一副这样子很超然的说，主若愿意呀。
You gotta say in the correct tone and mood that if God is willing.
这个答案总是不会错的嘛。
And this answer will never be incorrect.
哇，一讲出来，别对方就没有什么话好说了。你还要讲什么嘛？主若愿意，你还想怎样？
And once I've said this answer, then they will not have something else to read.
所以后来我就学会了，好多年来我都用这种答案来 brush off 来回应这些这种问题呀。
And so many years I used this answer to brush off the question.
直到有一天，我被一个同学骂了。
Until one day I was rebuked by a classmate.
我回到台湾参加台湾的短期神学训练班。
I went back to attend an NYTS in Taiwan.
那一样，又有人问这个问题，我们也是一样，提供真耶稣教会标准答案。
And people asked me this question, and I gave them the textbook TJC answer.
结果我一个同学就生气了。
And one of my classmates became angry.
心里想说，你生什么气？我跟你又不熟。
And I was thinking.
我跟他不熟。
I was not close with him, but I was like, why?
我只知道说，他比我追求，他比我认真，他比我爱主，他侍奉比我努力。 一个很好很好很好的青年啊。
And I just realized that I just know that he was a more fervent, he was loved the Lord more and put forth more effort than
me. 所以当他听到我的回答。
So when he heard my response,
转过身来很严肃地看着我说, 那你又做了什么?
So he turned around and asked me, what have you done?
我心里想说, 老兄啊, 你哪位啊? 我跟你不熟啊。
So I was thinking, who exactly are you? I'm not too familiar with you.
但是他那个 问我的问题让我回去就想了很久。 But
the question he asked me made me think about it for a while.
说是啊，你说对，看神的旨意，愿神的旨意成全啊。
I told myself, sure, I said, if God is willing.
但是你是在等待神的旨意，还是只是用来做一个逃避的借口呢？
Are you truly waiting for God's timing or the will of God, or are you just using this as an excuse?
如果你不准备，
And I thought to myself, if I do not prepare,
今天神要呼召你, 你能够备用吗?
And today, if God is going to call you, are you ready?
但是今天如果你有做准备,
And today, but today, if I have made the preparation,
当神呼召你的时候, 你可以说, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
And if God calls you today, you can say, here am I, Lord, send me.
要不然怎么办? 当主耶稣呼召你,
And today, if the Lord calls you today,
你要怎么说?
And what will you say?
我没准备, 你再等等。
You have to respond, I have not prepared yet, please wait.
如果我们没有做自我的准备,
If we do not prepare ourselves,
但是我们如果平常有准备啊,
However, on the other hand, if we are preparing every day,
说当神呼召你的时候,
When we hear the Lord's calling,
你可以勇敢地站出来,
Then you can stand out.
就算他没有呼召你出来,
And even though if he does not, the Lord does not call you,
而你自我的准备只是让你的灵性更好而已啊, 你有什么损失?
If you have made this preparation to help your faith, there is no loss.
所以很多时候，我们不要把这个凭信心等神的时候看主的旨意，不要让它变成我们的一个借口啊。
And so do not say that we are waiting on God as an excuse.
以户很有能力。
And Ehud was a powerful person.
以户是神特别拣选。
He was one that was selected by the Lord.
以户带着两刃的利剑。
And he carried a double-edged sword.
但是以户仍然去探查那一条路的路况。
But Ehud also scouted out the route that he is to escape with.
尽到自己的本分，然后再交托给神。
And he put forth the effort and entrusted to the Lord.
所以这个是我们今天要做的。
So this is something that we must do today.
我们要先尽本分，然后交托给我们天上的父。
And we should put forth our responsibility and entrust everything unto God.
而不要用圣灵感动来作为自己推脱的借口啊。
And don't use the movement of the Holy Spirit as an excuse to push away at work.
我们看回来士师记的第三章。
Let's turn back to the book of Judges chapter 3.
士师记的第三章。
The book of Judges chapter 3.
26节。
Book of Judges chapter 3 verse 26.
26节他们单言的时候以物就逃跑了。经过凿石之地逃到西伊拉
27
到了就在以法莲山地吹角以色列人随他下了山地他在前头引路
28
对他们说你们随我来因为神已经把你们的仇敌摩押人交在你们的手中于是他们跟着他下去。这里讲说啊，以户经过凿石之地到了。
So here it records that Ehud passed through the stone images and arrived.
二十七节说他到了哦。
In verse 27, the Bible records that he arrived.
还好有到哦。
And it was good that he arrived.
要是跑错路啊，这迷路了就到不了啦。
If he went the wrong path, then he would have gone lost.
啊，他到了。
But he arrived.
这里说他就。引领以色列人随着他下山地啊
And here also records that he led the Israelites down with him from the mountain.
他在前头引路
He was in the front guiding them.
然后28节说你们随我来
In verse 28 he said follow me.
你看、啊、圣经在27 28节、啊、连续三次在形容一样的事情啊
And so here we know that from verses 27 28 the Bible uses three things to describe the same matter.
以色列人随着他
The Israelites went down with him.
他在前面领路
And he led them.
这不是一样的吗
And is this not the same thing?
然后后面又再加一句说你们随我来
And in verse 28 the Bible also mentioned that he said follow me.
你会发现说在这短短的一点点当中啊连续三个地方在讲同样的一件事情
And so we see that the Bible records three of the same instances.
就是以户走在最前面
It is that Ehud was leading them.
什么叫做领导者
And what is the leader?
什么叫做以色列的英雄
Who what is considered the hero for the Israelites?
神有资格被称为神所兴起的拯救者
Who is worthy to be called the deliverer from the Lord?
哦，在这里说是走在前头的那一位才是英雄啊
Here it mentions that it is those that walk in front.
那说以户啊，在前面他们跟随。
So Ehud went ahead and the people followed.
以户对他们说你们跟着我随着我来啊。
And Ehud told them, come and follow me.
啊然后啊自己冲在最前线面对最危险最大的敌人。
And he was in the front line facing the enemies.
这个叫做教会中的领导者。
And this is called the leader within the church.
这才叫做神眼中的拯救者啊。
And this is called the true deliverer from the Lord.
啊但是我们今天有时候啊太聪明了。
But today, sometimes we are too smart.
啊，把那个社会上面的那一套带进教会里面来。
We bring what we learn in society into the church.
啊，所以啊，我们啊觉得啊，我们是负责动脑的，我动脑，你们动手啊。
And we feel like I'm the one in charge of planning, and you guys will take the action.
我的恩赐就是动脑动嘴，你们啊，你们就动手就可以了。
My gift is to manage, and you guys will do the job.
啊，然后啊，还洋洋得意啊，觉得说，你看我这个是专业管理我这个是恩赐在于这个我的恩赐在于就是这个安排你们的工作啊。
And you feel like you are a professional manager and you are good at telling people what to do.
以户是战场上的英雄。
And Ehud was a hero on the battlefield.
以户是战略的高手。
And he was a warrior.
以户是自己善于用剑的勇士。
And he was a warrior with experience with a sword.
以户每一样都是顶尖的精英啊。
And he was at the epitome of every aspect.
啊，但是他说什么？你们随我来啊。
But he told the people, follow me.
啊，他没有对以色列百姓说，你们给我去啊。
He didn't just command the Israelites to go ahead.
啊，去那个打仗是你们小兵的事啊，我是 general, 我是 commander 哎。
He didn't tell his army to go ahead, for he is the general.
有时候我们今天啊，好爱做 commander, 好爱做这个司令官，好爱做将军啊。
And sometimes we want to be a general commander too often.
啊，到最后啊，不小心就变得啊，跟法利赛人一样啊，一只指头都不动啊。
And then we become like a Pharisee, we do not even move a finger.
我们不是讲说教会里不需要计划，不需要有这种计划的人才，不是说不需要有这种安排事工的安排事工的这种工人啊。
It is not to say that the church does not need a person that can plan very well.
但是教会里面不能有那种说我只负责动口动脑，做事是你们的事，没有这种人才对啊。
But the church cannot have a type of person that just moves their mind and manages but never does.
当约翰福音十三章的时候
，And in the Gospel of John chapter 3,
当主耶稣离席站起身来
，When the Lord Jesus brought himself up,
然后为他的门徒洗脚
，And he washed his disciples' feet.
主耶稣对门徒讲一句话啊。
And the Lord Jesus told his disciples,
他说我是你的夫子，尚且洗你的脚。
I am your teacher, I'm your master, and I will wash your feet.
你们也当如此行啊。
And you must also do in the same manner.
所以主耶稣说我给你们留下的榜样。
So Lord Jesus says, I have left behind an
example. 什么榜样？亲手做工的榜样啊。
What is the example? The example is to do the work with your own hands.
你说你很聪明。
And you say you are smart.
你有主耶稣聪明吗？
Are you as smart as Lord Jesus?
你说你是专业管理人士。
And you say you have a professional manager.
你有全能的神更加厉害吗？
Are you even better than the Almighty God?
所以如果主耶稣是站起身来亲手做工，
If the Lord Jesus brought himself up and was able to do this work with his hands,
我们有什么理由或借口告诉自己说我不需要？
What excuse do we say that we can be excused from our work?
我们不要只是喊出你们给我去。
We do not just tell the people to do the work.
这里以户说你们随我来。
Here Yehud says, follow me.
啊，因为他有作为一个榜样。
And because he had set forth the example,
他愿意面对最大的挑战。
He was willing to face the greatest challenges.
他能够处理别人不想处理的事情。
He was willing to do the things that others did not want to.
啊，所以在这里说，众百姓就随着他一同下去啊。
Here he says the children of Israel followed him down from the mountain.
那有时候我们会觉得说啊，明明我有很好的意见，明明我有很最最对的想法。
Sometimes we may tell ourselves we have the greatest idea, the best opinion.
哎，为什么我讲的都没有人要听
？How come nobody wants to follow what I say？
哎，我鼓励的都没有人要理。
How come nobody heeds my encouragement？
啊，说不定是因为啊，我们啊快要变成法利赛人啦、啊。
Perhaps we are almost becoming a Pharisee.
只动嘴不动手，还自己沾沾自喜啊。
And we only move our mouth but not our hands, and we think we are so good.
我们来看路加福音的第二十二章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 22.
路加福音的二十二章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 22.
二十二章的二十四节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 22 verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这里说门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大？二十五。
25.
耶稣说外邦人中有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主。二十六。
26.
但你们中间不可这样，你们里头为大的倒要像年幼的，为首领的倒要像服侍人的。二十七。
27.
是谁为大呢？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。啊，在这里啊，是门徒当中啊在吵架啊。
Here there was recorded a dispute among the disciples.
他们到底在吵什么？
So what were they disputing about?
啊，他们在吵的啊是众人在追求的事情啊。
And they were disputing on what the people pursue after.
谁比较大？
Who is the greatest?
谁讲了算？
Who can speak the loudest?
谁踏一踏教会还要晃两下？
Who can allow the church to have the greatest movement?
走路有风。
Who walks with great wind?
辛苦了啊。其实啊，这不是都是人在追求的。
And this is what all men pursue after.
有时候我们想要在社会上面呼风唤雨啊。
And sometimes we want to be the greatest in this world.
啊，但是啊，社会环境很现实啊。
And but it is the society is very practical.
哦，所以啊，搞了半天你在世界外面啊得不到什么认同。
And you may not be able to gain much praise approval in the outside.
所以就跑回来到教会里面想要呼风唤雨啊。
And so you come to the church and you seek to be the greatest.
啊，把世界把教会当成世界。
And you treat the church as the society.
然后把野心带进教会来。
And you brought this concept into the church.
你不是第一个。
And you are not the first.
因为门徒当年也做过这种事情啊。
The disciples also did the same thing.
这是人性。
And this is human nature.
人总是喜欢啊，那个啊，喜欢啊，有一点权力的滋味啊。
And men like to hold a position that has some sort of power.
哦，我讲的算，话最会跟当，我一喊，哇，那个河水就要断流啊。
I like to speak the loudest, and whatever I say will go.
啊，我们喜欢做那个拍板的哦，那个教会的事情你们吵吵吵也没有用。我起来一句话哦。众人就安静哦，那开心吧啊，开心了。
We like to be the one that will say one word and everybody will listen and it will solve all the problems.
那其实啊，门徒也为这件事情吵过架。
And the disciples also disputed with for the same.
这就是人性。
And this is human nature.
人性都喜欢伟大。
And human nature is strive to be great.
人都喜欢掌权。
We like authority.
啊，但是在这里主耶稣却说你们当中不可这样啊。
But here Lord Jesus says, among you, this ought not to be.
他说啊，你们在当中啊，你们要伟大的就要做众人的仆人。
And so those who want to be great must serve.
拿一杯凉水给最小的一个不能不得赏赐啊。
Those who are willing to give a water to the least of them will be great.
哦，所以要亲手做工，一定要动手的。
And so we must put forth the work with our hands.
要动脑动嘴，然后要动手。
We must use our mind, our mouth, and also most importantly, our hands.
哦，就像以户一样啊，以户啊，做这样，以户其实整件事情全部都他计划的。
And Ehud, just like Ehud, actually he planned this whole ordeal.
哦，所以啊，他其实可以站在后面来享受那个成果啊。
And so he can actually sit in the pack and enjoy the result.
你什么时候看到一个将军冲在最前线的呢？
When do you see the greatest warrior general in the front lines?
啊，不是都说你们给我上，你们通通去啊。
Usually they command the armies to go ahead before them.
所以常常死一堆小兵，绝对死不到将军啊。
And so many of the pawns they die, but not the greatest general.
啊，就算将军死了，国王也是躲在最后面的，不是吗？
If all the pawns and an army die, the king is still in the back.
我们是有身份、有地位的啊，怎么可以冲前面呢？
We tell ourselves we have a status. How can we go to the front line?
但是圣经里面教导却不是这样啊。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
他说啊，你要伟大吗？你就要做众人的仆人。
The Bible says, if you want to be great before men, then you will be a servant.
你要在神的眼中有价值吗？那教会那个最难做、最不好处理、最脏、最没有人要做的，你就去做。
If you want to have value in the eyes of God, then you must do the work that nobody wants to, the most difficult and the dirtiest.
你在神的眼中就是最大的。
Then in the eyes of God, you will be the greatest.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要从以户身上啊做思考啊。
And so today we must ponder upon the life of Ehud.
我们是常常喊出你们通通去。
We often proclaim that go ahead, go in front.
还是能够站出来说你们跟我来。
Or are we able to come to the front line and say follow me?
当我们喊出这个你们跟我来啊。
When we are able to say follow me.
不是有什么好处的时候啊你们再跟我来啊。
And this is not when we see a good benefit.
哇有好吃的哇你们跟我来代表什么我走最前面嘛啊我走。
And so we see something good to eat, then you tell people to come with me.
有好处的，有利益的，有名声的。嘿，你们不要跑到我前面哦，我第一个啊。
And so if there's something good, with great benefits, then stay behind me.
人家不是啊，人家是面对战场，准备打仗啊。
But for Ehud, it is when he told them to follow him when he was going to the battlefield.
刚刚把人家的国王杀掉。
He had just slain the enemy's king.
现在准备面对怒火冲冲的敌军。
And now he was about to face the fury of his enemy's king.
但是他说什么？你们跟我来。
But he said to the people, follow me.
当他喊出了这句话来。
When he was able to proclaim this.
他的勇气就奠定了他在神眼中的价值。
And his courage was able to cement himself before, in the eyes of God.
我们今天不要怕亲手做工啊。
So do not fear having to do work.
他说带着一颗勇敢的心神绝对会纪念的。
If we have a courageous heart, then the Lord will remember.
最后我们看回来士师记的第三章。
Lastly, let us turn back to the book of Judges, chapter
3. 第三章的第二十八节。
Judges chapter 3, verse 28.
士师记第三章第二十八节。
Judges chapter 3, verse 28.
二十八节。
28.
在这里说，对他们说，你们随我来，因为神已经把你们的仇敌摩押人交在你们的手中啊！这句话也很重要啊。
So here it says, "Follow me, for the Lord delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand."
以户做了所有的计划。
Ehud made all the planning.
以户用了他的恩赐。
And he utilized his gifts.
以户剪除了敌人的国王.
And he has eliminated the enemy's king.
以户带领以色列百姓准备冲击敌阵.
He led the Israelites to the battlefield.
原本这应该是以户人生当中最荣耀的一刻，不是吗？
Shouldn't this be the greatest and glorious moment of his life?
一个人改变了一个民族的命运.
And one person changed the fate of his nation.
一个人毁灭了一个强大的敌人.
By one person, he eliminated an entire nation.
但是在他人生最荣耀的那一刻啊,
But in the most glorious moment of his life,
他喊出了你们跟我来一起上战场.
Yes, he proclaimed, "Follow me onto the battlefield."
他却没有在人生的荣耀当中忘记自己是谁。
But he did not forget himself in all the glory he received.
哦，他们已经准备要打仗了。
They were ready to wage war.
但是这里以户却讲了一句话。
But here Ehud said something
important. 他说， 神已经把敌人交在我们手中啊。
He said, "For the Lord has delivered your enemies into your hand."
如果今天我们是以户啊， 站在以户的位置啊，
Today, if we are in the shoes of Ehud,
我们啊，有时候啊， 虽然要谦卑， 但是啊，忍不住总是要提提自己的丰功伟业嘛， 对不对？
And sometimes we want to be humble, but we want to also
我们知道要谦卑啊。
We know to be humble, but we also want to proclaim our accomplishments.
哦，所以啊， 我们可能会讲说啊， 你们随我来。
So we may say something like, "Follow me."
你放心, 我已经把伊基伦杀掉了。
You say, "You should not worry because I have killed the King Eglon."
哦，所以啊， 现在他们没有国王啦。
So now they do not have a king.
我们上吧。
Let us go and attack.
可以打败敌人的。
We will defeat our enemies.
人家以户没有讲这句话。
But Ehud did not say this.
以户没有不小心泄露了。 不小心讲了一下他的丰功伟业啊，没有啊。
He did not accidentally proclaim his works.
我们都知道要谦卑了，但是常常不小心都会跑出来啊。哎呀，我又做了什么？哎呀，因为什么？哎呀，我在哪里？哎呀，哪间教会？有时候就会跑出来啊。
And so sometimes we want to be humble, we know to be humble, but we accidentally slip.
啊，那个是故意的不小心啊。
This is
有这种中文吗？
Purposely.
故意的不小心啊，潜意识的不小心啊。
Accidentally.
潜意识的故意吗？
Accidentally on
这种比较复杂的问题，要问你执事，这个文学上比较复杂一点。所以你看，以户讲的是什么？
So what did Ehud say?
他在人生要成就最大的丰功伟业，要成为以色列当中的民族英雄的那一刻。
In the moment when he is at the highest point of his work, and when he's going to be a hero for the Israelites.
他没有忘记自己是谁哦。
He did not forget his status.
所以他说，你们跟我来，为什么？ 这是我工人应该做的本分。
He said, "Follow me as what a worker should do."
但是他说，神把敌人交在我们手中。
But he said, "The Lord has delivered the enemies into your hand."
不是我以户高明。
It is not from my work, Ehud.
也不是你以色列人勇敢。
It is not through the courage of the people.
今天战场上要得胜， 不在你方方面面的准备跟安排。
And we are going to be victorious on the battlefield, not because of our planning.
更不是你个人的勇武或者是超人一等的技巧。
It is not through our skills and our ability to perform.
到最后，以物都没有忘记啊。
At the end, Ehud did not forget.
他说，神可以使人得胜， 也可以使人失败。
And he remembered that the Lord can allow a person to be victorious or have failure.
所以我们今天在侍奉神的道路上面。
So in our servitude, in the journey of servitude,
侍奉是尽本分。
And when we serve, it is our what we are supposed to do.
为主勇敢走在前线。
And we are courageous and stand in the front line for the Lord.
善用恩赐参与圣工。
We use our gifts and talents to participate in holy work.
聚集百姓团体的战争。
We gather the people to go to war.
这是我们的本分。
And this is what we ought to do.
但是你在做完你能做的每一件事之后，
But once you have completed everything you can do,
千万不要忘记了，
We must not forget.
说因为神将敌人交在我们的手中，
It is because the Lord had delivered the enemies into your hand.
所以当我们举起祷告的手，
And so when we are praying,
我们就要看到主大能的膀臂，
Then we will see the abundance of God.
当我们尽了自己能尽的责任，
And we put forth the effort that we should.
最后就是在祷告中交托给征战，
And that in our prayers, we can entrust everything unto God.
圣经里面讲说，我们的神就要为我们征战。
And the Bible says the Lord will fight for us.
你就能够看到主大能的荣耀。Then
we will see the glory from the Lord.
所以以户没有在荣耀当中迷失了自己。
So Ehud did not lose himself in all his glory.
更没有在恩赐当中自高自大。
And he did not proclaim from for his gifts.
只有神把敌人交在我们手中。
It's only when God delivers enemies into our hands.
我们才能够为神的名成就大事。
And then we can accomplish great things for the name of God.
这是以户的精神。
And this is the mentality Ehud has.
也是我们今天在圣工当中值得效法的榜样。
And this is a great example for us to emulate in our servitude.
在接下来教会当中要面对许多新的工程、新的挑战。
And the church will face new challenges and difficulties.
那大大小小很多让人烦心的事情。
Whether great or small, we may, there may be things that allows us to lose heart.
有很多事情不是我们能够控制的。
There are some things that are out of our control.
但是我们只能尽本分。
But we can do, what we ought to do.
最重要的是，全教会要有一颗要同心。
And the church we must be unified in one heart.
众信徒要学会祷告。
And the congregation and the people must learn to pray.
当我们大家都能跪下来。
When we are all able to kneel down and pray.
有同一个心智，有同一个方向。
We have the same mind and same direction.
在同一个目标下向神祈祷。
And we pursue together towards one goal.
我们就有资格一同经历神所为我们预备的荣耀。
And then we will be deserving of the glory that God has prepared for us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing him.
一起来唱诗218首。
Let us rise and sing him 218.